welcome inside the Cave Studios. Jeff Bowman along with Coach Fred Smith here for Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. I want to thank our sponsor, Siena Heights University, and also the... Just drew a blank. I didn't write it down. It's Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Storage. I always have it written down on the top of my paper, and I grabbed a different notepad, and I didn't have it written on there. So I'm glad it came to me. I didn't have my old age where I couldn't remember anything. But again, we've got it's a volleyball night tonight, Coach, and we've got head coach Kim Barrington on the phone with us. And Kim, glad to have you in Saints Sports Weekly with us tonight.
Thanks for having me here, Jeff. It's always a pleasure.
Well, to start this thing off, Coach, 600 wins. And, you know, I'm looking at Fred. I don't know. How many do you have, Fred?
I don't know, but I know I don't have 600 wins. So I'll tell you. I knew that Coach, you had 506 from your bio, and then I wondered how many you won with the men. So that is quite an accomplishment.
Well, thanks. You know, it means that you've been around a few years, but also I've been blessed to have a lot of, you know, really successful teams, a lot of 20-win seasons. So it's certainly been a career for sure.
See, and that's the way you need to make sure you preface the fact that you've had teams with a lot of wins, so then that doesn't make it seem like you've been doing it as long.
We've made the playoffs most of my years, so we've had pretty good years.
Yeah, you had extra games, everything with that, so... Yeah, it doesn't mean you've been there forever. It just means that you're doing well for the years you've been there.
Well, you know, other thing is you've done it at all levels, Coach. That's what I think is most impressive, is that, you know, you've taken teams that you never walked into a great, great situation. You always had to build programs, and you're quite the architect. As if anybody just wants to look on our website and look up Coach Barrington's bio, it's very impressive.
Building programs, I think it's the way to go. I think it's tough to walk into a place that, you know, has been very successful. But, you know, unfortunately in our business, a lot of times you get an opportunity because somebody didn't do well. So that never, you know, going into a program that was, you know, had an issue somewhere along the line, that never scared me off. You know, coaching's coaching. It doesn't matter what level you're at. You just have to figure out how, you know, what it takes to get the job done and, you know, and just keep working at it.
And probably the biggest thing between the levels is probably the recruiting and, you know, who you're recruiting against and how you recruit compared to the NAIA level, compared to the Division I level. Is that probably, you know, one of the biggest differences? Because when you're playing the game, you're playing the game. But it's who and how you're recruiting. Is that one of the bigger things?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you have to get the best student athlete that you can so that you know that you could be really competitive. So you're always trying to steal one, you know, from maybe a little bit higher than, you know, a mid-major when I was at Eastern Michigan or maybe here at Siena, you know, maybe a Division II kid, you know, that type of thing. You know, but once you get them into your program, then you got to have to figure out what it's going to take to get this bunch of kids to really play hard together. And I think that's really been my forte is our teamwork. I love scouting opponents. I watch film forever and, you know, with having unlimited subs at the NAIA level, I could go rotation by rotation and make subs and just to win one side out or one point or try to get a rotation where I could get two or three. So that's a lot of fun as a coach.
Okay, well, now that you've said that, explain that a little more. What is the difference that you get that the NCAA doesn't get?
Sure. The NCAA, when I first started coaching, they used to be limited to 12 substitutions. Well, that's not a lot. You know, then they moved it up to 15 and added the libero, so now you're able to play a few more kids, but it's still limited. NAIA, I'm unlimited. So I don't have to keep track of subs, I don't have a limit, which means, you know, I could do, you know, run a 6-2, which is a different type of offense, and not worried about running out of setters or hitters. You know, I could put a middle blocker in for one play to block one particular type of set and then bring her out and have somebody come in and be a more offensive middle blocker without counting.
So I guess
it just gives you a lot of options. So, or I could bring a kid out and just talk to him a little bit, settle him down, and put him back in. It doesn't matter. You don't have to count it.
So what are the reasons?
Olympic volleyball, you're only allowed 6 substitutions and only 1 reentry.
Wow.
So they are really limited. So you build your roster differently.
You know, it's funny you say that, Coach. Even though I was an athletic director a long time, you learn something every day. But I noticed, even watching the Olympics, they never sub. I kept thinking, you know, they never sub. Well, I just, well, they go with their players. Well, this makes sense. But wow. I know you don't play a ton of NCAA teams, but when we played Adrian, does the MIAA have that same sub rules they have at Division One or the Division
Yes,
III?
They do. So when we play at Adrian, I have to keep track of my subs, which is 15. So I had to be a little bit more careful. Now, when they come over here and play here, we play NAIA rules.
Right.
So I guess, so Coach...
There's a few little tweaks, you know, protocol-wise. And at one point, the libero wasn't able to serve when we went over there, but that has changed now. But, yeah, there's some little intricacies of it.
So what is the main reason, then, I guess, on the substitution rule? What is an advantage or disadvantage? Why... I never realized. I mean, I know, you know, in like soccer, you go in, you don't have the reentry rule and stuff. But is, you know, what is the main reason on the volleyball side?
I think it all has to do with number of gals playing high school. You know, volleyball, about 4 years ago, volleyball has surpassed women's basketball as the most popular high school sport. So more gals play volleyball in high school than any other sport. So when you have that many more gals playing, a lot more gals want to play in college. And if you look at the rosters have exploded. Even Division One, where they're allowed 12 scholarships, a lot of times they'll have 20 gals on the roster. So this allows coaches to be able to play more players. And the more kids you can play, it's even easier to keep everybody happy. And, you know, I like it.
Yeah,
it makes sense. I like to find ways to keep more kids involved.
Yeah, especially, I mean, you're trying to build a program, you're trying to do things, and if you can only play so many, then that really limits, you know, if you're sitting there in a practice every day realizing where you fit in, going, well, this looks like another game I'm probably not going to play. I mean, it makes it a little tough maybe to try to keep the morale and to try to keep the program being built if you always have some of those people at the end of the bench that realize they're never really going to get a chance to play.
Right,
much.
And I don't have any limits. So, I mean, I play more players here at CNI than I ever did, and it does. It keeps those players engaged more. And we practice a little bit differently then. I mean, because you don't have to rely on just, you know, 7 or 8 starters, you really can use a lot of people.
Now,
I think it's beneficial for the student athlete.
So at the high school level, is there a limitation? I guess I've really never talked to any of the coaches to realize that.
Yes, high schools still have a substitution number, and I think they're at 15.
Okay.
Well, you know, this weekend we talked today, and one of the things that you have done over the last year is we have, either when you call it reserve JV, another developmental squad. And this weekend you had a tournament at home, and I think you mentioned that we had 7 WAC schools that have reserve or JV teams with us. Is that right?
Yes, there are 7. And for instance, we have 22 players on our varsity team and 8 on our reserve. So that's 30 volleyball players here at Siena Heights.
You're making money for the school, Coach.
That's pretty typical. Well, you know, I mean, it just provides more opportunities for those young women
that
still want to play.
Right.
So many gals are playing club. Again, the club scene has exploded, and they want to go to college, and, you know, they want to continue playing. So we have, as long as I've been here, I've always had gals reach out to me March, April, May, and say, hey, I'm coming to Siena anyways, or I didn't think I wanted to play, but now I want to play. Do you have any spots available? You know, and at that point, normally not, but now that I have this reserve team, you know, I'm able to provide an opportunity for maybe 10, 12 gals that maybe might not have had an opportunity.
Well, and I think that's a great thing, too, because, you know, sometimes you think, maybe I could play at that next level. I'm just not sure. You know, this gives them the opportunity to, you know, A, realize, okay, I want to play a little bit more, and B, realize, you know, either I can or I can't play at that next level, and it at least gives you that opportunity, and the girls the opportunity to at least do it and not look back and go, I wish I would have tried that.
Exactly. I think there's a real mix on our team. I think there's a couple gals that would like an opportunity to play varsity, and come spring, we'll all train together because the seniors will be done, and they'll have that opportunity. I have a couple gals on the team that are interested in nursing, and they need to keep their GPA up. And they don't want the extra time, the extra hours, the extra stress and anxiety of being a varsity player. So they're happy with that role. And then there are some gals that, you know, like you talk about, they weren't sure and they're going to give it a try and see, you know, see if this is what they want to do. So it's a real mix. But this particular bunch of gals had a real, they're off to a great start. They've had a real positive experience. It's been a lot of fun to have them around.
Well, I see you're 7-2 overall in the nine matches so far, 3-1 in conference. So, you know, that's good. You're 5-1 at home, so you get a little better. You know, it's probably that court that says Fred Smith on it, right?
Yeah. It is. It's got a big Fred Smith on there. I'm proud to play on it, following that legend.
That's why you get that home court advantage, because it's got big Fred Smith on the side of it there. But
we did miss one weekend because of COVID early in the season. We had an away tournament that we weren't able to make.
Yeah, your first one, I think. Your first weekend, I think it was, right?
Yes. So.
Well, speaking of that, I know that you know, everybody got that extra year. Is that worked out to your advantage? Did you get some girls that decided to stick around to take another year?
I had no seniors last year, so that really wasn't advantageous for me this year.
Okay.
And then I have a couple gals that were junior college transfers that had lost the year because of credits, and so, you know, they'll be graduating in December. So I really am not able to take advantage of that. But there's a whole lot of players that have elected, you know, to play another year. I mean, the average graduation rate across the United States is 5 years. Mm-hmm. So it's no surprise that there's a lot of young women and young men that are able to take advantage of that fifth year.
Well, you know, when you talk about teacher ed, and we've mentioned this before, you have no choice to go with not just 4.5, but 5 with student teaching and the major minor requirements. And certainly, the one thing I think it's really helped our women's athletic program in general, even though it's a tough major, is nursing. Because we have really, you know, they're great students, and our, because of you and other coaches have really worked it out, so young, quality young ladies that are great, great students can do both. And at other schools, they would not be able to do that. Your GPA annually is just so, so high, you know. So I think that's a lot to be said for the type of people that you're bringing in. The other thing, Coach, I love the fact that you have built home tournaments in Adrian, because, you know, A, you get to play at home, but B, it just showcases your sport. And I wish, geez, just this past weekend, I think that's a great, great thing. And, congratulate you on that. But let me just swing it right to the whack. Where were we rated preseason, and who's supposed to be the powers this year?
Well, we were ranked 6th, which I thought was a little low, but that's okay. I think we've exceeded those ratings every year I've been a coach, so. I expect us to be in the top 4, and the questionnaire is, are we going to have enough poise and grit, you know, to have a big win in the semifinal or the finals of the WAC. But Madonna, you know, they're preseason ranked again, and they have an outside hitter in Jody Kelly, who literally has been an All-American her past 3 years and often leads the country in kills per set with over 5.5 kills per set. She's just a hammer. She's tough to defend, and we played them here this past weekend, and we had leads in the first set and third set and just, you know, couldn't sustain what we were doing. We do have a couple players out, so we're hoping to get them back and have a little bit more offense ourselves, but I think they're still, you know, the favorite. You know, after that, Aquinas and Cornerstone have been awfully strong the past couple years. Along with Indiana Tech, they've all had some seniors graduate, so I'm not quite sure what to expect from them yet. Seems like they've all had some weekends where they weren't able to play because of COVID. So we just don't have enough film and enough stats on them yet to know exactly what they're like. But I expect us to be in the semifinals of the WAC tournament.
Well, you have a big week this week because two of those teams that you mentioned, Aquinas Cornerstone, are coming in on the weekend. And we always have a good rivalry with Lawrence Tech. I think they're here Wednesday. So this is a big week. You don't have to travel, and if we could really make some hay, you know, if we protect our own turf.
It is a big week for us. We will definitely know where we stand after this week. So I'm looking forward to seeing how my players, you know, respond to that challenge. I think they were pretty disappointed the other night after the loss to Madonna. So, I'm looking forward to see what happens when we dress them up on Friday and Saturday.
Now, is Friday being – I'm looking at the on the website, it has Aquinas postponed, but is that game being played?
Well, they just postponed it like an hour ago.
Okay.
Oh, so that is postponed, but I don't have an update as far as when.
Okay.
So, I mean, that just happened.
So you got Lawrence Tech Wednesday, then Cornerstone on Saturday.
Cornerstone on Saturday.
So is that a COVID thing, you think?
That's a COVID thing. Yeah. And, you know, we have an open date the following week, so I don't know if they're going to, if they do too, if they're going to slide that in there. So we've been talking about a couple dates. So it might be sooner rather than later. It just depends. I think they're in quarantine for 10 days. So we'll see.
It just won't go away, will it? I'll tell you, it just, no matter what.
It won't. We've had it hit us also. We've had, I think, 3 tests positive and half the team in quarantine at different times. I think we played 9 matches. I don't think we've had the same lineup twice. We haven't had everybody in practice together since August 22nd.
Well, so. That just shows again, you know, what you have to do as a coach then to really trying to be able to juggle the lineup. And you know, I tell you, probably, you know, the NAI rules with the unlimited substitutions probably has helped that a lot, because you probably had more people playing in different spots and with a little more, you know, flexibility to be able to get these gals in and out to be able to do this. So when you do have people out, you've already got some with some experience this year compared to maybe some of the programs that don't have the flexibility to have the substitutions.
You're absolutely correct. And we're deeper this year than we ever have been. So that has been an advantage for us. I've been able to, you know, try one middle blocker. Kinsey Wagner from Onstead went down the other day with an ankle and bring next gal in, and she did a great job. So we've been lucky that we've had some experienced players ready to go. You know, last year with us having no seniors, what we decided to do was we wanted to play everybody. We had a couple gals that needed surgery, so we told them to get surgery in the fall. So some of them were coming back from rehab type situations, and we just played everybody to gain experience, and it's really paid off this year.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, you're listening to Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by CNIH University and Magic Mountain Storage and Car Wash. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith, along with the volleyball coach Kim Barrington. And Kim, you know, you said, you know, you plan hopefully to be, you know, in that top at the end. In the WAC. Now, is that a neutral site, or does it get to be higher seeds get to play there?
Yes, higher seeds get to host the first round on Wednesday night, quarterfinals, and then the remaining highest seed will host on the weekend.
So it'd be nice to be able to have that here in Adrian.
So that would be fantastic.
Yeah, you know, I think... Coach, you know, that's one thing she did. You know, there for a while, we didn't even know what playoff volleyball was at Siena. She came right in. And one of the things that has occurred in athletics, it kind of drives me nuts. I don't have to worry. It doesn't drive me nuts anymore. But when I was AD, our basketball teams play earlier and earlier and earlier. You know, some teams play in October.
Right.
And it got a little goofy when if you had a basketball game, you know, game scheduled or whatnot. So that makes it quite difficult. But I think now it's to the point where I think our programs know that especially that first round, I think Wednesday of, I don't know, second or third weekend of November, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Better not be, you know, that's kind of going to be hopefully a home playoff game, right?
Yes, we had our scheduling meeting, and it is penciled in for November 10th. November 10th.
Making sure that Sue knows, do not schedule that court for any basketball games, right?
Well, the tough thing is, you know, like, you know, you'd have to reschedule. I remember one year, Cornerstone had to play their tournament at their men's basketball tournament at Rockford High School. Because they were the one seed. This might have been even before you, Coach, when you were at Eastern. But
I don't remember that.
And that is, you know, why you have to be extremely careful,
right,
in planning. But we didn't usually worry about first, second, third weekend. You know, basketball is a lot longer. But and then the whole, as you know, the whole home football, volleyball, which is unique because of our limited space of locker rooms. You know, it's we've had a lot of juggling, and that's why I think we play like later in the evening sometimes on Saturdays, as opposed to the 12, 1 o'clock that the league teams do. I haven't looked this weekend, but I thought Saturday you played at 5 o'clock.
Yes, because there was a football game earlier.
At noon, and so that's what we do. But, it also helps that way some kids and other people may find their way to the field house, and that's the good thing about it, too. And I know we don't have a ton of time, Coach, but who has really surprised you personnel-wise? Anybody that's been a big, major surprise?
We have a freshman, Olivia Norman, who's about 6'2". She's from Lapeer, Michigan, and she's been just a delight. I mean, she's a big body. I'm surprised because of how coachable she is and just how quickly she picked things up. Now, when I saw her play both on her high school team and her club team, she did not have a very good setter, so she was pretty limited offensively. But we have an all-conference setter here, and once we got Olivia spacing a little bit better, she's really been an offensive threat as well as being a big block. So she's been a pleasant surprise. We have a senior in Janelle Ruhlman, who has been all-conference for 2 years, and she's just playing like a senior. She's been steady Eddie. So it's a nice combination to have some young players as well as some upperclassmen, a nice mix this year.
Now, you mentioned that taking somebody that realized their surroundings were, okay, she's a good athlete and I put her in the right position, she's going to be good. Is that sometimes a little bit hard for you to try to really kind of look at that and predict, where their ceiling is when you go, okay, they can do this if they have the right fit around them? Is that one of the harder things for you on recruiting side, is to kind of project somebody out?
Well, I think the key has been, I try to find the best available athlete that I can. Then if I get them in here for camp or I have them practice with my team a day and I work with them, and if I could figure out if they're coachable, then we've got something. I think those two things are most important to me.
Gotcha.
Well, again, she's a gal that didn't play for a high-level club, so I figured she had a ton of potential, and she's picked things up pretty quickly.
Well, that's good. That's good. Those are nice to find, those kind of
players. Yes, they are,
players.
Especially big gal. Big girls, everybody recruits big girls.
That's for sure. Well, again, Coach, we appreciate you coming in, and we thank you very much for the time, and good luck tomorrow night and then this weekend. Again, a big game on Saturday for you.
Thanks, Jeff and Coach. You guys have a good evening.
All right, you as well. Coach. Once again, that's Coach Kim Barrington from Siena Heights University, the women's volleyball coach. We're going to take a time out and talk to one of her players that not from too far away. And we were talking about the LCAA in football a little earlier. She's an LCAA player, Katie Carson, a sophomore out of Ida. So we're going to get her on the line and talk to her coming back right after this here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benin Casa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly, Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith. Saint Sports Weekly brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Storage. Well, we just talked with Coach Kim Barrington. Now we bring in one of her players on the roster right now, and a sophomore from Ida, Michigan, Katie Carson. Katie, welcome in.
Thanks.
Well, this is, you know, it's funny. We were just actually talking before the show, Coach Fred Smith and I, regarding how tough the LCAA football is right now. And we get you, you know, an LCAA player and, you know, used to playing in Lenawee County with a bunch of, you know, these teams in here in volleyball. But now you're at Siena Heights and having a good season so far. And how is it being at Adrian and at Siena Heights?
I really enjoy it. I've enjoyed it since I came here my first visit, but I've been liking it since I got here, and I've made a lot of new friends, and I like being on the team.
Well, how did you, you know, what's a little bit of your story of how you ended up at Siena Heights?
So actually, my high school coach, Bree, played for Kim Barrington at Eastern, and so did my travel coach, Shayna. And so I feel like that connection kind of helped me to come here because Kim had coached both of my coaches in high school.
Was that Katie, it's Fred Smith, was that Shayna Munson?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we all know her dad from this area. So great.
Yeah, Shayna was a pretty good volleyball player in her own right, that's for sure. But it is nice being you know, having, probably knowing how Coach Barrington coached with your knowledge from your coaches, kind of know what to expect coming in as well. Is that was maybe the comfort level a little bit better?
Yeah, for sure. you know, a lot of like the drills are very similar in the way they coach too, just because they were coached by her. So it was a nice transition coming in.
Katie, did you come in as a prospective nursing student?
Yes.
Okay, and that had to be a big reason too, I would imagine.
Yeah, the nursing program here is really good, so I've heard. And I'll be starting the nursing program next semester.
And that's, you know, Coach, you and I have talked with a lot of young ladies at Siena Heights, and there's a lot of athletes in that nursing program as well. And I mean, I think it is a great major to have a lot of young women coming to your university.
Especially ones that have both high athletic and academic ability. So congratulations.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Yeah, because a lot of other colleges, you can't really do nursing if you want to play a sport, but exactly. Here you can do both.
Yeah, so you see that a lot of, I mean, in your classes that you're getting ready for nursing, is there a lot of different athletes that are already in there with you?
Yeah, almost, I would say probably over half of the people in my grade that are applying play sports here.
You know, Katie, and you know, as you move on, as you get in deeper is when the juggling happens a little bit in terms of, you know, your clinicals and all that, and it's been done before,
right.
And you'll be able to do it. But tell us about your season thus far. Off to a great, great start.
Yeah, we've had really fun this season. I mean, I think we're off to a good start. I'm really excited to see what will happen this year. We're already 3-1 in the conference, so I'm excited about that.
What are some of the reasons that have have led the Saints to get off to such a good start in your mind?
Well, first, I think our team chemistry is really good. We all get along really good. You know, we have no problems on the team with each other, and we work so well together. You know, we all, like, rely on each other, and we have that confidence in each other to do well. And we communicate well, too. You know, we help each other out and try to, like, fix the things that we're doing wrong and just be good teammates to each other. And I think that helps us succeed on the court.
You know, I think you played volleyball, last spring, right? Was it spring or winter? I don't know which it was, but it was second semester. And you got a lot of experience. Did that coach mention that she played a lot of players and she thinks this is one of our deepest teams we've had? Did you think that second semester season helped our program?
Well, it was definitely a struggle with COVID. It was a lot different than normal. But, I mean, I did think that I got, like, a lot of us freshmen in from last year in and on the court to get that experience for this year. And, yeah, even this year we have a pretty big team, and she'll be playing a lot of people this year too. And I think that's really important for, like, building our team and our program.
You know, one of the things she also talked about too was with COVID this year even, just trying to juggle the lineup and juggle the roster that – you know, it's been a long time since the whole complement of your team is actually practiced together. And so does that make it a little bit difficult on the court just because all of a sudden you might have, you know, different people each week that are kind of, you know, in the different spots and in the different positions that you are used to playing with?
Yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, like as a team we are continuing to work on. Like, if you rely on a certain player to do their job, well, if they get injured or they have COVID or something, then someone else has to step up and come in. But I think Coach does a great job at, like, preparing us for that, because in practice we prepare for all different positions for those reasons. And so I think hopefully we'll do a good job filling in those positions. But I'm hoping that this year will be a little different from last year and we'll have a little less people out than we did.
Yeah, we're all hopeful it's still there, and we have to get it behind us. Hey, Katie, have you always been an outside hitter?
Yeah. I played a little bit of middle throughout high school, but primarily mostly outside and back row.
What do you think is the biggest adjustment that if you would tell, you know, somebody that you know or even that's thinking about playing collegiate volleyball, what's the biggest adjustment between playing high school, club, to the collegiate level?
I would say everything's a lot more, like, skillful, like you need like better technique for everything. You know, like you can just pop on the high school court and pass, but when you're at the college level, you need good technique to have a great pass. And like, especially for hitting, I have to learn to, you know, do certain things to get over a bigger block. Whereas in high school, the block wasn't as big. So I would say technique wise, it's a lot different. Just being more like skillful and.
Yeah. So you can, you know, sometimes high school level, if you're more athletic, you can kind of do the things that can make you successful. But when everybody's at same level of athletic ability,
right,
you have to be a little better with the technique and with everything you need to do to be able to take it to that next step.
Right.
Well, again, you're got a big weekend. I know we just talked with Coach that, you know, you got a match tomorrow and then Friday's postponed, but a big one on Saturday for you.
Yep, we do.
So, and that's always big, you know, that Aquinas, again, game is not being there, but, you know, Cornerstone's always one of the tougher teams in the WAC that you guys always have to face.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Well, again, thank you very much for coming in with us. I know that you got a big season ahead of you still, and I know Coach was talking about, you know, hopefully in that at least Final Four level for you guys. Is that what you feel as a team?
Yeah, we're super excited for the season. We want to go really far, and I think we can.
Well, again, congrats, and appreciate you coming in with us, and good luck the rest of the year. Yes, perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, that's Katie Carson with us from Siena Heights University, and for her, congrats on the year so far. And we're going to take a time out. Coach Fred had to head out. He's got another engagement that he's got to be at tonight, so he had to cut out of here. But we're going to take another time out and come back and talk with one of their former teammates here at Siena Heights University. I don't think they were teammates together, but one former volleyball player from Siena Heights University, Taylor Felver, who was an Adrian Maple, and then went on to play at Siena Heights as well. So we're going to talk to her, get her on the phone during this break, and we'll come back with more as we are talking Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues, Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety
variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back inside the Cave Studios here downtown Adrian. Jeff Bowman with you. Coach Fred had to leave for a little bit. He had to head out to another function, but we are Saint Sports Weekly. I want to thank our sponsor, Siena Heights University, and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Storage. Well, it's a volleyball night. We had Coach Kim Barrington and also Katie Karsten we just had on the air. As one of the current players, and now we're going to have a former player, an alumnus, not too far removed, though, from campus. And Taylor Felver is a former Adrian Maple and then Siena Heights Saint. And Taylor, welcome in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I know you were, what, a 19 grad from Siena Heights?
Yep, correct.
So 4 years there?
Yep, 4 years.
Well, you know, we talked a lot about this team that's going on now. And what was the success while you were there at Siena Heights?
We had a lot of successes in our 4 years, but beating Lourdes, of course, was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah,
those, senior year.
That's good. Those are some of the things that, yeah, you take away from it, memories that you still have, and those are some of them. So was that always a bitter rival, was Lourdes?
Yep, that's always been kind of the big rival between Siena. So, yeah, that was a good one.
Well, again, you're a couple years out now and in the accounting world now.
I am.
And you're who with Plant Moran, is that who you're with?
Correct. Yeah.
And that where are you located out of?
The Ann Arbor office.
Okay. Well, how is the real world compared to your years on campus treating you?
Oh, you know, adulting, you know, is always a joy, but I always miss my Siena years. Those are some of my favorite years and some of my best memories made in my life. So I love it. I love, you know, doing work and, you know, being out and doing my thing, but I do miss my college years. So I definitely, best advice I could give is enjoy it and live it up while you can.
Well, and that's one thing, you know, I love doing this show and having the alumni spotlight that we can talk to and really talk to, you know, the former athletes about how much their years at Siena, you know, has shaped them into where they're at now in life. And I know you're only, you know, shortly removed from your Siena years, but what are some of the things that you took from what you learned, you know, on campus, whether it being a student athlete, you know, or being just a student that has kind of helped you to be where you're at right now?
I mean, you know, Siena's big on a well-rounded individual. So I really feel like I learned a lot about inclusion, which is a big thing now. I feel like that was always something that was so normal to me. And I really think that being a student athlete really taught me how to manage my own time and how to actually manage my time as an adult. So, I mean, it kind of all just flows together, you know, as you grow into adulthood and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I made great friends. I'm really good at, you know, making friends now. And Siena just really teaches you to, like, put yourself out there and just have fun.
You know, and you mentioned a good thing there when you talk about inclusion. You know, I know both of my kids that went to Adrian, and I know you at Adrian High, and, you know, with the diversity at the high school, and as you said, you didn't realize maybe, you know, inclusion was something that you just, that's how you were in high school and how you grew up. But it's different, you know, when you get off to college and maybe you see some, you know, some of the girls that were your teammates or friends from school that maybe came from different backgrounds, different schools, you know, different levels in their life, that maybe the inclusion part was a lot different. And, you know, they had to learn some things different, and that helped you kind of process how you were raised and how you went to school as well.
Yes, correct. Yep.
Well, one of the things, again, that, you know, you got an accounting major? Did you have a minor as well, or just always accounting? So where you wanted to be at?
Well, so technically I got a business administration degree at Siena with a focus in accounting, and I went on to the Bowling Green State University program to get my master's. So, so I started out generally just business and learned all of that and kind of just became well-rounded in the business area. And then I kind of just dove into the accounting and more focused on that and kind of just developed a career around that.
Now, I know, again, you're shortly removed from school, but do you still in contact with a lot of your teammates?
Oh, yeah. I still talk to a lot of the girls. I love getting the updates and the I miss yous, and I'm going to try to get to a game now that, you know, I think fans are now available to come in, so I think I'm going to come out and support.
Now, I know, you know, you played for Coach Barrington. How was it that you actually ended up, you know, at Siena? Especially, I know a lot of times when you know, you grow up in that town, sometimes a lot of people want to go away from where they grew up to go to college. How is it that you ended up, you know, being at Adrian High, but ending up still staying in town and going to Siena Heights?
You know, I ended up playing for a club that was with the previous coach at Siena, Mike Watkins, and he's actually the one that recruited me to Siena.
Gotcha.
But, you know, Kim, she really just welcomed us in. Even though she didn't recruit us, she really just made us feel welcome and, you know, still a part of that culture and still made us feel like, you know, although I did not recruit you, you guys are still my girls and we're gonna do this thing. So felt really good.
And that probably has to be tough. You just, you know, through that transition, not knowing how it was going to be, was there some trepidation when, you know, when Mike was no longer there and all of a sudden you got, you know, Coach Kim that you've got to deal with on a different level?
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult because, you know, you thought one thing going into it when you sign, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's a completely different story, and you have a new coach, and you have to figure out that new dynamic. But really, it was a pretty smooth transition. She really didn't even skip a beat. She had no thoughts about it, and she really just made us feel comfortable and welcomed, and it really turned out to be a really good experience, and I'm happy that it turned out so well.
Yeah, because that's one thing you never know, that, you know, when there's that transition and when there's that change, you know, how
right.
What did you lose any of any athletes that were some of your teammates that decided that they wanted to go a different route when that happened, or did everybody pretty much stay?
The majority stayed. We did lose a few, but, you know, it just really depended on individually what they wanted to do and what they saw for themselves. So, I mean, it's everyone's personal decision, but I'm very thankful and grateful that I stayed and got the full experience. And, you know, she really just made us feel welcome.
Yeah, that's great. And I think, you know, when she just had her 600th win this year, so she's been doing something right
yes.
for a long time. So obviously, you know, helping you guys be able to, you know, stick around and realize, you know, that Sienna meant something more than just, you know, one coach to the next.
Yes, yes. She held us to a very great level, and she really just pushed us to be better volleyball players all around. Volleyball IQ, she really just turned us into adults and really good volleyball players, and I'm so appreciative for my time there with her. I learned a lot.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you know, because coming from, you know, Eastern and having coaching D1 and to coming back into the NAI level is a little bit different. And that's, you know, one thing we talked to her earlier just about, you know, the difference of different, you know, athletes and who you recruited and how, but, you know, it was still
right.
trying to get the best out of whoever you have on your roster.
Exactly. Yep. And she didn't skip a beat. Like I said, she just held us to the level she thought we could play. And, you know, we didn't come in playing that level, but we came out playing that level. And it was really awesome to just see us grow as a team throughout the years. It was honestly a great experience.
Well, that's good because, as you said, you know, when you have that transition, there's a lot of kind of the fear of the unknown, but she made it easy for you, and that's great.
Yeah.
Well, again, Taylor, thank you very much for coming into Saints Sports Weekly. We appreciate that, and you know, good luck in your accounting life now, as opposed to the Sienna life. So, congrats for coming in, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Once again, that's Taylor Felver, former Saint volleyball player, and again, that was good to talk with somebody that kind of had some of the experience too. You know, we talked with Coach Kim earlier with her 600 wins, and so this is, you know, one that was recruited by her and one that wasn't, but still stuck around and had some nice thoughts on Coach as well. Well, we got a few more minutes left here, and Coach Fred's out, but you know, we got some things going on. We had a tough football game over the weekend, one that they lost to St. Xavier, and that's always a tough one there. Now they do play St. Francis, Illinois. Tickets are on sale for that against St. Francis this Saturday, September 25th. The game is a noon kickoff. You can buy tickets to attend the game as well as single-game parking passes at the SHU football tickets page. Season tickets and all other athletic admission can be found, again, on their main page of shusaints.com. So shusaints.com for that. And hopefully Coach Cohn can get them getting on the right track for that. I know, again, it's been a little bit of a struggle, some tough games. And this is one that hopefully they can get with St. Francis this weekend. The other thing that's going on, Saints soccer, women's soccer team extended its current winning streak to 5 with a 2-0 shutout over Thomas More on Sunday afternoon. The Saints 5-1-1 and 2 goals in the first half to come away with the victory over Thomas More, who was 4-2. Marissa Young scored her 4th game-winning goal of the season while also leading the Siena Heights Saints with three shots in the game. Kaylee Mayhaz registered her first assist of the year on Young's goal. She also got a shot in the game. Sarah Ammon put away the insurance score in her second of the season. And Kara Bishop, she's 5-0-1 on the year, made two saves between the pipes for SHU to register her fifth straight shutout of the season. That shutout gives her 15 for her career and moves her into 10th in the career record book in that category. So great win again. Both teams playing physically on defense. Neither side was able to get any worthwhile scoring, but then a free kick in the offensive zone for the Saints flip momentum again as Mayhaw's ball flew right to Young, who headed into the net in the 30th minute to give Saints a 1-0 lead. And Mayhaw's generated a second scoring opportunity with a shot that bounced off the far post back into the box. Olivia Emmert put the ball to the opposite side of the net with her shoulder, and Ammon tapped it in to put up Siena again 2-0. And Thomas Moore pressed in the second half and outshot Siena 6-5 in that period, but Bishop stopped both shots on goal that the visiting Saints of Thomas Moore generated to preserve the 2-0 lead. So, again, Siena finishing shots 13-9 and corner kick 6-2. So, again, they remain at home to open Wolverine Athletic Conference play, Wolverine Hoosier Athletic Conference, the WAC play, as they take on Lourdes this week. And, again, we talked with Coach Scott and Oliver last week about the big upcoming weekend this weekend with conference play starting. So excited to keep the winning streak going, and also excited to get play in WAC play started right away, because they've been looking forward to getting that going, because it's always a tough one in WAC play, and they want to try to, again, finish up at the top of the WAC, as, you know, it's been some tough games early on, but again, this 5-0 streak really is nice to keep that going and try to keep that momentum on pace into conference play. And again, we talked with about the volleyball, and again, weekend, no game on Friday, but Saturday they do. So let me get a time for that game, as they got a good one against Aquinas. And that one, actually on Cornerstone, 5 o'clock against Cornerstone, because the football game will be playing earlier in the day. And then you can get that game at 5 o'clock over at the Fieldhouse to root on the women's volleyball team. Coach Barrington will be happy to see as many Saints fans in there as possible. Well, once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. I want to thank Coach Kim Barrington along with Katie Carson and Taylor Felver as they came in here for Saints Sports Weekly tonight. Thank you very much to them. And again, next week we've got a little baseball talk. John Kolasinski is going to be coming in with us to talk a little Saints of baseball, so we're going to thank him for that and look forward to that. But again, this has been Saints Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Storage. So we'll be back next week, but make sure tonight, tune in. 7 o'clock is going to be the pregame show, and the Lions Monday Night Football taking on the Green Bay Packers right here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.